We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, an appropriate song from Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move. We wrap up Carole King on the show today. Joseph Ashtai might feel the earth move come Saturday night. Boy, what a segue.
And amazing.
I'm extremely sharp. Nico Hernandez joins us fighting at Hartman Arena on Saturday night against the Little Red, they call him, Joseph Ashtai. His 29th fight as a professional. Your fourth. I know you had to postpone this fight a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling, Nico?
I'm feeling good. You know, just a minor injury, but I wanted to make sure I was 100% before I got back into the ring and fought for this title. So I'm 100%. I'm ready to go now.
What does the IBA title mean in the just the realm of boxing, the big picture?
I have no idea.
It's a title.
Yeah, you get to wear a belt.
It probably comes with a belt.
Right.
And it's part of the progression. I'll answer this for you, Nico.
Okay, yeah.
It's part of a progression that your handlers are taking you through. Each fight becomes a little more difficult, a few more challenges. This one, for instance, is your first scheduled eight-round fight. And that probably has changed the way you've trained, the way you've prepared. Tell us a little bit about that.
My training, you know, I've been training more. You know, the lengths of my rounds have been longer. I've been training more rounds. I've been running more. You know, just everything, it's pretty much the same training, just, you know, longer lengths and running a little bit more.
Does it make you nervous, just that the fact that you haven't done it yet? Will you get into the fourth and fifth round and sixth, seventh, eighth, how do you think you'll feel then?
Oh, no, I'm not nervous at all. I sparred the other day. I did 9 or 10 rounds. I did that 4 minutes, you know, each round, and I did it with 3 different people, and I didn't really get tired, so I'm not really worried about it at all.
Nico Hernandez, are you 23 right now? Is that
22.
22.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's even younger. Yet he's fought 24 more professional fights.
Mm-hmm.
Is that any kind of an advantage for him at all? I mean, he's not going to. He's certainly been in these situations before. Is that something that you think maybe he has a slight edge experience, and how do you overcome that?
Yeah, maybe a little advantage, you know, just because he's been in there more with the, you know, without the headgear and stuff. And but I believe it'd be my advantage too, because I believe he hasn't fought many Americans in his pro career, and you know, my whole amateur career, you know, I was fighting overseas and, you know, fighting the foreign fighters. You know, a lot of them, they fight different than Americans, and you know, we have a different style than them, so I believe he won't be used to that.
What kind of is the progression for you, do you think? You guys talking about maybe going after other titles after this. So does it kind of ramp up from here? You kind of was a slower progression up to this point. Does it get heavier and bigger and quicker now?
Yeah, definitely. You know, if I once I win this, it'll keep just moving me up in the rankings, and I'll keep getting these titles, and, you know, just go back to my father after that and, you know, see what he wants me to do, because, you know, I believe he knows what he's doing, how he moves me up. So, you know, just listen to him.
Nico Hernandez with us. He's fighting Saturday night at Hartman Arena. How have you evolved as a boxer? You started a long time ago. You obviously had the great run in the Olympics. Now you're a professional. What's been that evolution what about you is different now as a fighter than maybe it was a year or two ago? Have you changed your persona much? I mean, are you flamboyant? Are you pretty close to the vest?
I believe I am one of the best still. I just started my pro career, but I believe, you know, I'm up there still. You know, I'm still one of the best out there, and I believe I can compete with any of these guys in my weight right now. But No, I believe not much has changed.
So the showmanship of being a professional boxer, have you gotten into that at all?
No, not really.
No glitter on your robe or anything like that?
Not yet.
You think that'll come eventually? Do you want to be that type of guy who has a presence even before you step in the ring?
Yeah. Of course, I like flashy things, so... I don't know. I believe so. You know, I think it catches attention also, and it's different. So maybe.
We've been around you a little bit, and we're talking with Nico Hernandez, and I'm trying to imagine you at a weigh-in down the road, which I think will happen for you, a televised weigh-in where you're with a name boxer and you're fighting for something pretty big.
Yes, sir.
You going to be able to talk the smack with that guy?
Yeah, definitely. It's just... And I don't really say nothing, you know, unless they say something because, you know, I'm pretty humble and I don't really like to talk, but, you know, I like to show it in the ring. But, you know, if they say something, then I'll probably say something back, yeah. But, you know, I'm not really the one to, you know, just
like McGregor and Mayweather, we're not going to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah, probably not.
It's weird boxing, I guess, because as fans from the outside, we think, you know, they're these long-standing rivalries and guys really have, you know, well, I want to fight this guy, but it's not really like that, is it? You just kind of show up and you're fighting who you're fighting. Is that kind of your experience too?
Yeah. You know, we're all doing it for the same reason, you know, to keep our careers going and, you know, take care of our families and, you know, just like another sport, you know, we respect each other after the fight, and, you know, we're getting there for the same reason, to both win, so.
We're talking with Nico Hernandez. Now, these appearances you do on our show, this is your fourth fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fourth time you've come on this show before a fight. You haven't lost. Are you a superstitious guy? Because I'm playing that up for all it's worth. I want you on our show before every fight. I think it's obvious that you need to do that to win.
Yeah, definitely. It's a, you know, it's a something.
Are you superstitious?
Superstitious.
Superstitious. Do you believe in things like that? That you need to go on a show if you've been winning.
You saying the same routine?
Not only for your show. I think that's one of the ones I need to do every time.
There you go.
That's a good idea. I might have to be doing it like by phone eventually. You're gonna move. Someday. He'll be out and
he'll fly in from Vegas if we need him to.
Yeah, Las Vegas. Do you think when do you think you'll fight the first time outside of Wichita or Hartman Arena?
I'm pretty sure it's coming probably after this fight. I'm gonna go ahead and fight somewhere else.
How many fights ideally would you like to have in a calendar year? What's the ideal there?
Anywhere.
Obviously, this guy fights 5 or 6 times a year.
Yeah, I'm thinking anywhere from 4 to 6 times
really,
a year.
Really, that many?
Mm-hmm.
So every couple of months, you'd like to be in the ring?
Yes, sir.
How close are you to having that happen?
Well, last year, I fought 3 fights, and then I got injured. But, you know, this year, I believe I can make that happen.
What's the time period between fights where you're taking a little bit of a break? How long does that last until you kind of ramp it up again?
It doesn't last very long at all. We usually start a training camp, you know, about 7 weeks out. You know, a little bit before that, I'll start, you know, jogging and running a little bit, you know, just stay in shape a little bit.
You have a cheeseburger at some point, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
All the time. Well, when you work as hard as you do, you can get away with that
stuff. I don't gain weight very easy, so why not?
We're talking with Nico Hernandez. What are the areas, you know, I mean, I'm used to the sports like baseball, and you work on your weaknesses more than you work on your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
So what areas do you work in? What is it that you're trying to become better at as a boxer?
I've been trying to, you know, just improve everything, you know, my foot movement, my hand speed, my power. That's basically it, and just, you know, work on staying sharp and doing a lot of mitt work and things.
We haven't talked to you since the previous fight where the guy dropped out, right? And you kind of on the day of or the day before had a different opponent. How difficult was that to adjust to?
Oh, that was pretty difficult, you know, especially, you know, since he was a bigger fighter. And, you know, I definitely felt the difference. He was a lot heavier. And, but, you know, I made the changes in the ring. You know, I might have, the first couple rounds were close, but I pulled it off. So that's how it went.
How do you see yourself as a fighter? Are you a guy that's tries to avoid getting hit? I mean, that sounds like a dumb question, but a guy like a Mayweather or somebody like that just says they don't want to get hit, and they may not throw the strongest punches, but a part of their success is that they can avoid being hit. What's your style?
My style, You know,
you like to mix it up, don't you?
Yeah, I like to mix it up a little bit too, you know, but it just depends on my opponent. You know, some opponents you have to try to mix it up because they're not able to fight like that.
What's this guy look like to you?
This guy, he moves a lot. You know, I plan on breaking him down and ending it in the later rounds.
Do you ever go into a fight looking for a knockout? Is that a goal, or do you just have to just pick your spots in situations like that?
Yeah, I never really go into the fight, you know, looking for the knockout. Just, you know, if it comes, it comes. You know, just any way I can get the victory, that's how I'm going to get it. But, you know, knockouts are always nice. So,
talking with Nico Hernandez. He'll be at Hartman Arena on Saturday night, boxing against Joseph Ashtai. Nico, of course, is 3-0 with two knockouts. Ashtai, 19-9. With 12 knockouts, so this will be his 29th professional fight. You're an active social media guy. You're on mm-hmm. Twitter, and you express your thoughts mm-hmm. Pretty clearly on Twitter.
Yeah,
a lot more people know about you now than used to be the case. Your mm-hmm. fame is spreading. How do you what's your goal on social media? What do you like about it? And then maybe. At the back end of that, what don't you like about social media so much?
Part I do like about social media is, I don't got to say nothing back if I don't want to. I don't argue with nobody on social media. And I can just say whatever I want. You know, people do respond, but if I don't want to say nothing back, I don't have to. But
there can't be too many people that are calling you out, though, right? You don't have.
You'd be surprised how many messages I get, man. I get a lot of messages, you know. People talking crap, but, you know, I don't even say anything back to them. I just leave it at
so
that.
So people on social media, on Twitter, will tweet to you and say, what, you can't beat me up or something like that?
Like, you know, the other day I had someone comment on my Instagram picture saying, you know, you use terrible form, you're a horrible boxer. You know, I don't even let that, you know, get to me. I just like their comment and move on.
Strange.
Jeff asked me earlier on the show if I thought you could knock me out, and I said to him, "Of course you could knock me out. I would not be able to block anything you threw at me, and I'm 63 years old, and I feel dizzy most of the time anyway."
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what's your future look like? Are you going to go up and wait? Are you going to? Because it's got to be it's got to be a challenge to stay at the weight you're at.
Yeah. You know, I definitely look forward to, you know, going up in weight, but I'm going to try to win as many titles as I can at the lower weight classes and just keep moving my way up.
Who's the best flyweight in the world right now? Any idea?
Me.
There you go.
See, now that's the boxer in Nico Hernandez.
Yeah, you got to say that.
He's got to
say that. And he probably is.
And I like the way that's tremendous confidence. And right now, who's going to argue with you? You've been dominant in your three professional fights so far. I fully expect you to be dominant in this one, and somewhere down the road you'll find a guy that's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
And that's part of the fun of this, right? To take
yeah,
on
definitely.
New opponents.
You know, better opponent, you know, the fun it is, and the you know makes the fight even better.
All right, Nico. Well, we wish you luck again. You'll be at Hartman Arena on Saturday night. Be sure and get out and follow this kid. He's a tremendous boxer, obviously, and a really good guy, and we're very proud of him here in Wichita. And it's going to be exciting to see where you take this career, Nico. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thank you. Also, I'm going to have the weigh-ins tomorrow. It'll be at 6:30, 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock at Twister City, Harley-Davidson. So, you know, come out if you guys want to see the weigh-in and the face-off.
I want video of that. I want to
there'll
see,
be some.
I want to
sure.
see that. Thanks, Nico. Good luck Saturday.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, this is A Drive with Bob and Jeff. Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.